Hi, this is Bruce Baer of FemaleMenopauseMentors.com with an audio boo that asks the question, how many of us have gotten into the store and completely forgotten what we went there for? This can be most disconcerting for women during menopause. They might run into an acquaintance or worse, a friend, and completely blank on their name. Now, this is troubling for them, and at times it can be embarrassing for any of us when this happens. When women have these symptoms as they age, this can be frightening to them. Of course, they're concerned that they have some form of major brain dysfunction like Alzheimer's, and this becomes more prevalent as they enter menopause. 40% of women ages 48 to 55 complain of forgetfulness, and most are associated with the time of menopause. Now, this has been looked at in a number of studies. One of the things that disappoints me about these studies is that they only look at, does medicine make a difference, not does can you eat something and make a difference. But it seems that the brain has estrogen receptors. These are places on brain cells where estrogen attaches. Estrogen has an effect on chemicals in the brain called neurotransmitters, on proteins in the brain called neurosteroids. It also has an effect on the electrical pathways and the gaps, the synapses between brain cells. Brain cells communicate to one another via chemicals across these little gaps, and the gaps can become stronger or weaker, and one of the things that affects the gaps and how many you have and how strong they are is the presence or absence of estrogen if you're a mature woman. So the studies suggest that estrogen may be helpful to women who have the worst menopausal symptoms, and that estrogen plus progesterone, the hormone, the male part of the hormone that women need to have a menstrual cycle, that male part of the hormone not only makes heart disease worse, but it makes memory worse, and it should not be used to try to preserve the memory. Things that you can do before menopause and during menopause, in addition to taking estrogen, are to work your brain, get regular exercise, try to get enough sleep, and to work the brain in different ways. So, you might want to do crossword puzzles, you want to stay socially active, you want to change your routine, learn a new language, you want to work the brain cells. Exercising just before working these brain cells makes that work more effective. We hope that you'll read Ann Valancourt's article entitled Menopause and Memory, What is Happening to My Brain? That will be published June 1st, 2010 on our blog, FemaleMenopauseMentors.com. We hope that while you're there, you'll leave Anne a comment on this article and that you will sign up for all our free stuff in the box at the upper right-hand corner of the front page of our blog. This is Bruce Baer of FemaleMenopauseMentors.com, hoping that your memory is always a good one.